Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and some good news for a change when it comes to the housing market. Housing prices appear to have bottomed out, at least in much of the country. Prices in 8 of the 20 cities measured climbed in data released yesterday, and after 3 years of falling prices, the overall numbers were at least flat. Joanna Robledo covers real estate for New York Magazine, and she joins us now to talk about the uptick in the housing market around the country, and we want to know what's going on around here. Let's hear it from your mouths. Call and tell us about your recent real estate transactions. If you have recently bought or sold a home, tell us if prices around here are starting to go up again, like in much of the country. Or if you are looking, what are you seeing now? Maybe if you've been looking for a couple of months, are you seeing this bottom out in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area? 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. And Joanna Robledo, welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, good morning.
And again, listeners, this is really a call-in for you. We want to know about your recent transactions. We've done this a number of times since the housing crisis began. Call up and share it with the class. Did you buy your home? Did you sell your home in the last couple of months? What are you seeing around here? What's the economic indicator with respect to your home buying or home selling? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Joanna, this Case-Shiller price index, which comes from Standard & Poor's, it showed some cities with slight increases, and they're only very slight.
Yes.
But Chicago, Denver, Las Vegas, which was one of the epicenters of the housing crisis, still falling. But overall, on an average, a national average, prices were flat. How important do you think this is?
Well, I think with any national numbers, I spoke to experts before who've always said, you know, those are good and great, but real estate is really local. And what's happening here in the city is still, I think the jury's still out on that one. I think in some cases, some people say, yes, we've hit a bottom. Things are on their way up. Things look great. On the other hand, you still hear from people, well, there's a lot of hesitancy in the market out there. People are still demanding discounts, sometimes what some people consider outrageous discounts, and they're not going to bat, not signing on the dotted line until they get it.
And another limitation of these stats for figuring out what's going on in New York is that even though New York home prices were considered flat in this monthly survey, which again means they're not going down, so in a respect that's good news.
Yeah, I guess that's some good news.
If you're rooting for home prices to go up again, a lot of people would rather they keep going down. But I read that these stats don't actually include apartment prices, just private homes, single-family homes, and two-family homes. Is that correct?
Yes, I believe that that's true of the index. And also what I've heard of the index is that I think it's sort of it's an amalgamation of the city, but also parts of the tri-state area. So I do think it's very hard to make it as granular, you know, as specific for Manhattan and the other boroughs.
Albert in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. You're about to close, Albert?
Yes, next week on a house, bottom of the market, certainly, but in Greenwich, Connecticut.
So are you moving from Brooklyn to Greenwich?
Yes, we actually sold a house in Westchester a couple years ago, came down to Brooklyn to rent for a few years, and found that we missed the space, and the market was just amazing up there.
So what'd you buy, and what do you think you paid for it compared to a year ago?
Well, what I've been told by people is that these prices haven't been seen in almost a decade in Greenwich, about a three-bedroom colonial in kind of a working-class neighborhood of Greenwich right across from Port Chester.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think, but there are
a lot of
showings.
Oh, go ahead. Tell us the price. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. It was about $607.
Okay. And do you have any sense that this was as low as it was going to go? Are people saying get in there now and you already see it starting to turn up in that neighborhood? Have you been watching it with a microscope since you went to contract?
Yeah, there'd been they kept showing it for a few weeks after we signed the contract. There were a lot of showings. They had originally had almost a full price offer. This was several, maybe 20, 30 below what they were asking, which I felt good about. but there were still a lot of interest.
Albert, thanks a lot for calling. Good luck in your new home.
Thank you.
Keith in Red Bank, you're on WNYC. Hi, Keith.
Yeah, hi. We've been on the market now for the last couple of years because, you know, we just thought prices were way too high. And we just recently bought in Red Bank. We got our house for about $15,000 less than the asking price. So there was quite a bit of downward flexibility. And we've also been subscribing to the Monmouth MLS. And we have noticed price adjustments almost on a daily basis to houses down there. And all of the adjustments are going downwards. They're not going upwards.
So your one-man economic indicator view of Monmouth County is it's still going down.
Yeah, well, we subscribe to this MLS service. You know, the realtors send us, you know, when there's any change in the MLS listing service.
Uh-huh.
And they'll send you daily updates via email. And I'm getting 4 to 5 emails a day. And, you know, in some cases, these houses are going for less than assessed value, which means that they're distressed.
Keith, it sounds like you're moving in right now, even as you're speaking to us. I don't know what you're doing there.
We actually are in the process of moving. You picked that one up right on the nose.
How about that? Well, congratulations. Yeah.
We're very excited. We've been looking for 2 years, and we found just the most perfect little house. So we're very happy, and we got it for a good price.
You want to give us the basic specs and the price? Will you do that?
I don't want to go into details. You know, who knows who's listening, you know,
okay.
From what federal agency. But it was reasonable. We got a good deal. It's got a water view. It's very close to the town of Red Bank. It's located in Middleton Township, and we got it for very reasonable.
All right. Thanks.
If I say we got it for under $500,000, you know, we wouldn't have been able to do that 2 years ago.
Thanks a lot for calling, and thanks for being such a dedicated listener that you call in even on moving day. That's unbelievable,
That's
Keith.
Dedication.
Well, you know, I thought it was so topical because here we are, you know, like we're busy struggling to get into the house here before the end of the month, and you guys had this little episode, and I thought, I got to call.
Have yourself a glass of champagne tonight. And
thank you, Brian.
Tell yourself it's from me. Bye, Keith. Okay, Joanna Robledo,
yeah.
Who covers real estate for New York Magazine. So we have two little stories there so far. Does it tell you anything?
Actually, Keith's story resonates quite a bit because what he said about subscribing to an MLS and watching the prices, that is exactly the kind of buyer that's out on the market right now. They're super informed to the point where they really can sort of it really seems like they're playing an insider's game, and they really feel like they can push the prices down a little bit further because they're looking at all the indicators that maybe we weren't looking at 3-4 years ago. And so there's this really big pressure to push the prices downward because they're so attuned to all the slight adjustments that happen every single day. And I hear that a lot.
The conventional wisdom is that the New York area will continue to decline in home values after a lot of the rest of the country turns up, because we started late. People were a little smug around here, you know, a year and a half ago when things were going south around the country and things were holding up pretty well here. But we started late, and so theoretically we're going to continue longer.
Well, there was all this talk about New York's exceptionalism last year. And early last year, I remember when everything else was getting hit. But in the end, it really seems like historically we are late to the party and we're late to leave. Well, it's not the best party, I guess, for sellers. But and it seems to be that is the thinking, not necessarily that things are going to spiral downward like they did precipitously in the fall, but certainly that there's still room for some you know, downward movement, not a huge downward movement. It's really still debatable at this point.
Listeners, did you recently buy or sell a home? Call us up, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Be the eyes and ears for your fellow buyers and sellers out there, and let us know if New York is part of the national trend, which seems to be the decline in home prices flattening out, according to this new Case-Shiller Price Index report from Standards & Poor's. That is, by the way, the lead story in all the papers today. And Joanna Robledo, a real estate reporter for New York Magazine, I think when you look at the actual numbers, the headlines, even in the most staid gray, just to pick a color at random, mainstream newspapers, maybe overstating it a little bit. See the Wall Street Journal today? Big, front page, top of the page headline, home prices rise across U.S. And then in the New York Times, it's the lead story as well. 3-year descent in home prices appears at end.
I think we are so hungry for good news. And in a way, this is good news. We're not spiraling downward. And the truth is, I have been hearing that there's much more activity in the market in the city right now. But what I guess the best question is, what kind of activity? Certainly people are buying, but what I'm hearing is there's a huge tug of war going on between sellers and buyers. The sellers are kind of tired of being picked on. They feel like, okay, I've cut my prices enough times. I feel like I paid X amount of money 3 years ago. I shouldn't go below that amount. But at the same time, buyers really still feel like, nope, I'm not giving in quite yet. At the same time, there is this fear of, well, am I going to miss out? Is everything going to get better once, you know, in a month or two? And then here I am dragging my feet about buying. And next thing you know, things are on their way up. And I'm back in that same fight for that great apartment. And suddenly I'm overbidding because I want it so badly, which is exactly what was happening 3 years ago.
Which is worse, the terrible old New York or the terrible new New York? When prices are too high or when prices are too low? Can we ever be not anxious about home prices in New York? Louise in Livingston has some uptick news. Hi, Louise.
Hi. Our story is that we fell in love with the house. It was assessed at over 9, we were told by the realtor. It was listed for $799, so they did price it significantly lower. There was a bidding war. We were one of 4, and we bid significantly over asking, and we did not get the house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bidding war. And was that in Livingston?
Yeah, in Livingston.
How about that? All right. Thank you very much. So why is Livingston so different from Red Bank? Any idea, Joanna?
I'm not so sure that Livingston is necessary. I mean, again, like I said, it's so specific with real estate that you sometimes have to go house to house.
Right.
But there's something about her story that, again, resonates, especially since I've been hearing a lot about how if you price something quite low to the point where people think they're getting a great bargain, and it is a wonderful house in a great condition, what ends up happening is you do get all these people sort of wanting what someone else wants. That psychology takes over, and next thing you know, you're actually getting bidding wars in a recession, which, you know, sounds almost antithetical, but at the same time, it makes sense. The psychology of real estate is such that emotions can never be, you know, taken out of the equation.
House by house, I think, is the lesson from this segment. Let's get one more story in, though. Bob in New Rochelle is a seller. Hi, Bob.
Rob, hi.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So you're looking to sell right now? Your house is on the market?
It's on the market for the second time. We were on the market last year, and it was so dead that I decided to pull it off the market at Labor Day of last year and put it back on the market in, I guess it was June of this year. So it's only a little over a month that we're actually listed, but we've had virtually no traffic, and we're priced considerably less than what we priced it last year. The agent is now saying, well, drop it some more. And I'm hesitant to do that because it's a very unique house, which is part of the problem. It's a contemporary, so it doesn't appeal to everybody. I've got an acre of property in southern Westchester, which is almost unheard of. And yet I get all these, you know, the feedback I get about, well, the house needs work, you know, I guess that's a matter of opinion. It's actually a very well-maintained house. So it's frustrating because we want to sell the house, and yet we don't want to not maximize the profit that we'll make on it.
Right. So, again, it's a particular house with particular strengths and weaknesses. And we see Joanna Robledo, who covers real estate for New York Magazine, that it's really a house-to-house situation. And, Rob, thank you very much. Just one last really quick thing, because somebody on our comments page says, hey, don't make too much of this national uptick in home prices. Prices almost always go up from May to June every year. Do you know?
Well, actually, it's been a little bit more active than it's normally is lately, although now we're heading into the slow August is usually historically
slow.
very slow. And so I think the big question mark for the future is it going to stay slow? I think September, October will be the will determine really whether we're in an upswing or whether we're in for a U-curve recovery.
Right.
We're still at the bottom flat.
Listeners, we will continue, of course, to take your calls and keep our eyes on the housing market around here as an important New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area economic indicator. And, of course, in the ideal world, Joanna, housing will be affordable, but the rest of the economy will recover and create lots and lots of jobs. Yeah, right. Okay, thanks a lot for coming on.
Okay.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up in just a minute, there is a new book out. It's not really a book. It's actually a set of cards, flashcards, with maps on the really coolest places in the New York metro area to walk your dog. Stay with us.